At Arizona State University, we offer a wide variety of degree programs online to match all kinds of interests and career aspirations. Programs that are taught by the same notable faculty who teach on campus and designed using innovative technology to improve learning outcomes and equip you for post-graduation success. That's why 87% of ASU online graduates indicated they were promoted at work or received an increase in salary after earning their degree. Find your program at asuonline.asu.edu.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in North County Dublin, in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be around this neck of the woods, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel for a bite to eat? The food, by the way, is fantastic. It really is. You can have a pint, a glass of wine, enjoy the view over the north of Dublin Bay. It really is a fantastic location. So do pop along and say hello to the staff of the White Sands Hotel and tell them I heard about your hotel on the Opinions Matter podcast. They'd be very impressed if you do that. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, we are looking for your help. We're looking for your support. What am I talking about? Well, for the very first time ever, on the 16th of September, the first Irish Podcast Awards takes place at a ceremony in Dublin. Now, the Opinions Matter podcast, which is what you're listening to now, has been shortlisted for two awards already. One of the awards is the Best Daily Podcast, and the other award is the Best Current Affairs Podcast. Now, we've no control over that. That is a judge's choice, and the judges will decide whether we win either of those categories. But there is one final category that you can help us to win, and it is the Listener's Choice Award. And what this is it's an opportunity for you to vote for the Opinions Matter podcast. Now, I know an awful lot of you have already, but I know an awful lot of you haven't. So if you have just 2 minutes to spare, would you vote for the Opinions Matter podcast? Here's what you do. You go to the irishpodcastawards.ie/vote. And then you just search for the podcast Opinions Matter. It's as simple as that. You go to the irishpodcastawards.ie/vote, search for Opinions Matter and give us a vote. There's only one vote allowed per email address. So if you've got two or three email addresses, well then vote two or three times. Once again, the website address is theirishpodcastawards.ie/vote. You get onto the page, you search for Opinions Matter, and then you vote. There is one vote per email address, and you will need to click the email confirmation to make sure that your vote counts. So please, if you wouldn't mind doing that for us, we'd be very grateful. And fingers crossed we win at least one of the awards.
It would be great, wouldn't it?
I can't wait
for the night out, though.
Yeah, it's on the 16th of September, and the ceremony is in Dublin City Centre. So, I'm looking forward to it.
You're going to get loco.
You're all class. You know
I
that.
Forgot we're actually in the middle of the podcast.
Yes, we are. We're actually on the podcast now.
I'm sorry. I apologize for my lack of class and grace.
Katie is looking forward to the awards to get loco. Fantastic. So maybe you don't want to vote for the Opinions Matter podcast. No, if you could do that for us, we'd be very grateful. The irishpodcastawards.ie/vote. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? We're always telling you to get in contact with us if there is anything that you would like us to discuss on the podcast, and many of you do. In fact, more people get in contact with us on this podcast than ever got in contact with us when we were on the radio. So that's fantastic. So keep it up. You can email us allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com, or you can send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Anyway, this is the message that came in to us on WhatsApp, as it happens. Hi, Opinions Matter. Can you please keep me anonymous? I was talking to my friend last night and she told me that she and her two kids have tested positive for COVID-19. She told me that she is still sending the kids to creche and she is still going about her life as normal. She says it's okay because, in her words, everyone is over COVID and nobody cares anymore. I just think this is such a vile attitude. COVID is still here, even if people aren't talking about it. There are still people out there who are very vulnerable. Am I on my own in thinking this is disgusting? Or are people really just ignoring isolation and going around with COVID without a care in the world? And that is from somebody that wants to remain anonymous. Now, Katie is here.
If you don't test, you can't have it.
So you say that out loud? If you don't test, you can't have it.
If you don't test, you can't. Look, no, I've had COVID. I had to do the whole isolation thing. I did it, obviously. It was hard, though. Like, I mean, it is hard being at home. But, you know, I was conscious of the fact that there are people out there who are high risk. But I'm over it.
Now, how long ago was that?
That was about 2 months ago.
Okay.
Now, my daughter at the time, and it got COVID, and so did my son. They had barely any symptoms until then my daughter got this thing called the adenovirus and ended up in hospital. So I...
But that was nothing to do with COVID.
She had COVID at the same time, so she had them together. She only found out... I thought it was the COVID causing the symptoms, but the doctor actually said he thought it was the adenovirus. But I rang ahead to the hospital and said, look, I have COVID and my daughter's sick and there's no way I was going to go in there without, or have her in there without me. I had to be in there with her. Now, thankfully, they were able to, you know, make provisions. They were able to say, right, okay, we know you've COVID, so we'll put basically a sign up on the door. So there was full gown ups every time they came into the room. But yeah, like there's some circumstances, I think, where people are just...
Yeah, okay, here's the thing. COVID is obviously still around. Mm-hmm. My own mum and dad had it the week before last.
How were they?
They're both in their late 70s and they were both a little bit sick, but they're
vaccinated.
Grand. They're both vaccinated, yeah. And they're grand now. Mm. So if people in that age group are not getting too sick from it, then I think we're over the worst of this thing. So I just use them as an example. In fact, my dad and his three brothers and their wives all went on a weekend away, and most of them caught it. Mm. And most of them were in their 70s, and none of them were very sick.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yep.
So we're getting, we're nearly over it, but it's still there.
But is it, the cold and flu is still there. I think at some point isolation is going to have to be scrapped. We can't spend our lives indefinitely isolating every time we get a cold. What is a cold? You know, it's people have to go to work. People have appointments they have to go to. People have their serious shit going on in their lives.
Okay, but if I was to tell you right now that I tested positive for COVID-19 this morning, if and you're sitting here right beside me, how would you feel?
I wouldn't give a shit. Sure, you could have a cold or a flu.
Oh, you really wouldn't?
I wouldn't give a shit. I wouldn't give a curse. Sure, the other day I was in the car with you and we were going into Classy Kits when I was working with you a couple of weeks ago and you said to me that you weren't feeling great and I said, oh, do you reckon you've COVID? I wasn't one bit concerned. I was like... But that's, I don't have an underlying condition.
Yes.
That's me, because I'm not at risk.
Okay, but I remember at the start of COVID, you were absolutely terrified. Yeah. You nearly hid under your bed.
But there was so much scaremongering. It was sickening. Do you remember one of the Irish news outlets actually put up a picture of people dead in the streets and like people dropping dead from COVID? It was like if you walk outside your door and you were to breathe it in that you just dropped dead. There was so much fear mongering over it, and you know, I know people have died from it and it's really, really sad, and I'm not trying to take away from the people who have died from it and you know how tragic it is, but people die from the flu as well. This is just another form of a cold or flu.
Okay, well, we'd like to know how you feel about this. Our number is 085 825 2626. I want to read the message again from one of our listeners who sent us a WhatsApp to that number. And she said, I was talking to my friend last night and she told me that she and her two kids have tested positive for COVID-19. She told me that she is still sending the kids to creche and she is still going about her life as normal. She says it's okay because, in her words, everyone is over COVID and nobody cares anymore. I just think this is such a vile attitude. COVID is still here, even if people aren't talking about it. There are still people out there who are very vulnerable. Am I on my own in thinking this is disgusting? Or are people really just ignoring isolation and going around with COVID without a care in the world? Actually, Katie, just on that point, mm-hmm. The other part of what you mentioned is that she's not not isolating, but she's continuing to send her two kids, who have also tested positive, into creche.
Yeah, How do you feel about that? I don't agree with that. Kids literally share everything. Eating toys, sharing food. They could bring it home to somebody who is...
But if it's only a cold, then what's the problem?
It's only a cold to me. To somebody who's immunocompromised, it's...
But then you should have an issue with her going about her daily business as well. Should have an issue if I'm sitting here with COVID now.
What I'm saying is that... If you're immunocompromised, yeah, it's going to affect you. It's more dangerous. But it's like the cold. It's like the flu. Actually, even in saying that, no, because when a child has a cold, you shouldn't be sending them to creche. If a child is sick, they shouldn't be going to creche.
I agree. I don't actually know, but I'm assuming the kids aren't that sick.
You know, I'm not just saying that because of COVID. If a child is sick, period, they shouldn't be going into creche. But, you know, why are we not talking about the flu that wipes out so many members of the people who are elderly or people who are immunocompromised? Why is it all the focus all on COVID?
Okay, let's find out how people are feeling about it now. Anne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anne?
Hi. How you doing? I'm actually not too good at the minute. I'm in bed with COVID at the minute.
Oh, really? Oh, so you are a COVID patient right now, and you don't sound the best.
I'm not the best. And do you know what? Can I just say one thing? I am sick listening to people saying that so many people have died with the flu. I don't know one person who has died with the flu, but I've lost count after 15 families that I know that has died with COVID.
Yeah, no, I don't know anybody who ever died with the flu, although it does happen. We have to be clear about that. It does happen. People do die from the flu.
Personally, I don't know anybody, but yeah, I know 15 families who've lost somebody with COVID. But I tell you something, it's not just a cold for me. Jesus Christ, it's wiped me out. It's floored me. The temperature, the headaches. I've never experienced headaches like it in my life. And you know what? I'm real. My mother, there was really an argument between us today. She's 86 and I'm so concerned for her. And she's like, oh, Anne, I'm sick. Listen to you. She said, it's nearly 3 years. She said, you're going on about COVID because I would be really, you know, I always try and protect her and I don't go anywhere without my mask and stuff like that. And like, actually, yesterday I was supposed to have my second booster and then I got this.
Right.
But it's like some people, like some of my friends got it and were fine, just a sore throat. But I tell you, like last night I woke up, oh my God, I could wring out my hair with the sweat, the temperature that I had.
Mm. Yeah, that's awful. That is awful. But there are people who have had, and I'm going to bring it back to this, the flu or colds that have floored them like this. It's not just a COVID thing.
No, I agree.
I've had COVID, and now thankfully I actually literally had worse head colds. I was definitely lucky.
Yeah. I've never had anything like this. Yeah. Ever had anything like this. Ever.
Okay, so this it really has floored you, and I can hear your bark. I can hear, but a lot of people are now at the point of saying generally people aren't dying in the way in which they were before from this disease. You touch wood, listening to you now, Anne, you'll be grand.
As we
Irish say, you'll be grand, and by this time next week you'll be over it. So
I will.
Are you intending to isolate until you're clear of it?
Oh my God, yeah. I won't even let my kids into the room with me. My husband is not near me. I'm in my bedroom since Wednesday. I haven't come outside the door. Actually, I'm telling a lie, I did. I came out when they were all left the house. I put a mask on me and I went around with bleach and, you know, kind of cleaned handles, doors, you know, anything that I had touched. And I'm back in the room now again.
Like, fair play to you. You're obviously very diligent, but...
Well, I am,
I don't mean to sound insulting, but I think that's nearly paranoia.
Paranoia? How is it paranoia?
Cop on to yourself.
You're in the house with them, right? You're in the house with them. Chances are they were around you before you had symptoms. They're inevitably... Yeah. Like, you can be as careful as can be. And they can still get it.
My husband has an illness of the brain. My daughter's just over 2 brain surgeries. Yeah, so maybe I am diligent.
No, you are diligent. And I understand that, especially, I didn't know you had family members in the house who were immunocompromised. But the point I'm making is that you could do everything, but they could already have been exposed. Because I think
we know that.
You are contagious before you even have symptoms, aren't you?
I'm quite aware.
But let me ask you, Anne, because this is where this conversation started from. One of our listeners in contact with us. And her friend has COVID. She's continuing to go about her day-to-day life. The two kids have COVID as well. And she's continuing to send them to creche. What do you think of that?
She has no morals. The woman has no morals. She couldn't care less about anybody, only herself. I mean, when you send your children to creche, you don't know if there's any illnesses or anything going on in, you know, the kids that are there. Those kids, the other kids might be there, might have some sort of issues going on in their lives. It makes no difference. I think she's a disgusting woman, and I tell her she ought to be ashamed of herself. She should stay at home. I don't want to stay at home. My husband has a niece over from America. She was coming to our house tomorrow night for dinner. Sorry, tonight. I'd have to cancel that. I'm not going to be able to see the girl before she goes back to New York on Monday. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so you believe that we should all, if we, and thankfully, and touch wood, there's not a lot of COVID around at the moment. It's not as rampant as it was a couple of weeks ago. The amount of people in hospital is much lower than it was 6 weeks ago.
Unfortunately, COVID is never going to go away.
It's
going to
be with us. Yeah, I agree. However, and you believe that if people are testing positive for this illness, they should continue to do what we've been asked to do, which is to isolate, stay at home until you're clear of it.
I think so, yeah. That's just, I'm not saying what I think is right, but
it's what you're, it's what you're doing at this moment as well. As I said, my own mum and dad had it last week. I told my mum I was going to pop over to her regardless, and she said no, she wouldn't let me pop over, but I was happy enough to pop over.
The thing about break and isolation is I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I pass it on to an elderly person or somebody who is immunocompromised, and Jesus, God forbid they died. Imagine living with that.
But then go back to what you said a while ago, Katie, which was, if you don't test, you don't know. That's what you said.
Yeah, I know, but the point is I did test and I did know and I did isolate.
You've had a cold for the last 2 weeks. You haven't tested.
I know it's not COVID. I know it's not COVID. I'm 100% sure it's not COVID. Mm. But what I'm saying is, at what point then do we, like the cold and flu, at what point do you stop isolating? In the UK, someone's just sent us that UK, Orla, if the UK, try and stay at home if you can. They're not even telling people to stay at home anymore. They're saying if you can't stay at home, do stay at home.
And obviously, if you're feeling shit like Anne is right now, you don't want to go out anywhere anyway. Sure, you don't, Anne. You feel miserable.
But you know what? There's no way. If I was feeling kind of okay myself, there's no way I would even think of going out and going into a shop to pick up a thing of bread or whatever, because I'd be terrified that I would pass this on to somebody else.
Okay, stay there for a second, Anne. Ryan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ryan?
How's it going?
Well, Ryan, what do you think on this? Anne has COVID as we're speaking to her. She doesn't sound the Mae West. And she will not move from her home while she tests positive. Isn't that what we should all be doing?
COVID's done. It's been shown up for it is.
Meaning?
Mass media manipulation. Panic over science.
Explain what you mean by that. That this was all blown out of out of proportion?
Massively. And it shows how easy it is for the media to manipulate people. Like, and they're freaking out that you might touch something and someone might catch COVID. The best cure for that would be turn off RTE.
Yeah, it's not so bloody ridiculous, turn off RTE. And then it's just the same shit that people are saying all the time. Oh, it's scaremongering. Turn off RTE. RTE are this, RTE are that. Like, it's just a load of nonsense. Seriously.
Do you know how many people died solely of COVID, Dan?
Do I know? No, I don't.
No. Do you know how many it was over 2 years? The CSO just released the figures last week, Central Statistics Office.
Go on and enlighten us.
183. That's 91.5 people per year.
15 of them people, isn't that mad? One person knows 15
He's saying is solely of COVID with no underlying conditions. The vast majority of people who died with COVID had underlying conditions.
Three to four underlying conditions.
Yes,
and
most of the people who died had underlying lung
issues.
Here's
the thing, I have no doubt in my mind that people who were dying anyway, who died with COVID, was put down to COVID. Those numbers, I would imagine, have been exaggerated.
Okay, but let me ask you, Anne, you don't feel that this, I know you said you're feeling shit, you sound miserable, but you're not going to die from this, you're not.
No, not at all, no.
No.
Grand.
So,
imagine if I was a cancer patient and I had picked this up there and then I died from it. So does that make it okay because I didn't solely die of COVID?
If you're a cancer patient that you got the flu, would that go down to the flu death? You said you'd never heard of anyone dying of the flu.
I'm 55 years old.
Because there's no hysteria around the flu.
I've never heard of one person dying from flu. Not one.
There's no hysteria. Hundreds of people, thousands of people die each year.
I was still here if I knew somebody who died from flu.
Google flu deaths in Ireland year on year. It's in the thousands, Anne. It's in the thousands every single year.
I'm not saying there's not.
All she said was she has never known of anybody to die from it. Okay, Ryan, let me ask you the question then. This lady who contacted us is annoyed that her friend is continuing to go about her life. Her kids are still going to creche. All of them have tested positive for COVID, and she's outraged that she's continuing to send the kids to creche and go about her daily life. What do you think of that?
Well, she's one of these chicken littles that's scared of her life of something that's pretty much harmless to the vast majority of the population. Stay under her bed. Lock the door, stay under the bed. Wait for COVID to pass.
Anybody who says that there was no scaremongering in this, there was, Adrian. You know there was. There was a huge amount of scaremongering about COVID. Now, COVID is, I know to some people, it is very serious, but there was.
Did you see the hospitals? Did you see the hospitals?
And I did see the hospitals, but at the start of this, there was reports being made that were absolutely bizarre, like the one I mentioned earlier on, nearly that people were dropping dead on the side of the road from it.
It's not scaremongering.
There was never any mainstream media reporting that people were dropping dead on the street, Katie.
I remember it was one of the Irish news outlets posted a picture allegedly from China about this killer virus before it was named COVID-19, right at the very, very start.
Okay, when we knew nothing about
COVID. COVID is serious. Nobody's taken that away. Well, it's serious if you're immunocompromised and you can't fight it. But nobody's taken that away. But the survival rate, thankfully, is very high for COVID-19.
Another thing there just about COVID. We were told the vaccination rate had to be at 80% to get herd immunity, and it was so important that everyone gets vaccinated. You couldn't go to the pub, you couldn't go to a restaurant. The uptake in Ukraine was at 15%, but now we're open doors and everyone come on in, help the Ukrainians. There's no, oh, you better get vaccinated for them. That seems to have just dissipated. Public health advice was so adamant. Why is it adamant for everyone? Now this has taken over from COVID and it's not important anymore.
Okay, now one of the arguments here is that we would have had a much higher death rate in Ireland had we not gone through lockdowns, kept people away from each other, stopped the virus spreading at a time when we didn't have any vaccines. Our death rate would have been astronomically high had we not all stayed at home in our houses.
Sweden blew that out of the water. Mm-hmm. They didn't lock down. They didn't socially distance.
And then figures went to...
Their death rate was higher than anywhere else in Europe. Yeah. It was.
Yeah, but they have a lot older population.
Doesn't matter. Their death rate was still the highest in Europe because of their approach. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, at the start of all this...
That doesn't matter.
Well,
if older people are affected by it a lot more than young people, then
so just sacrifice older people.
Don't twist what he's saying. That's not what he's saying. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think what he's trying to say is that we can't just go forward indefinitely, being in or not lockdowns, but in isolation.
I'm not disagreeing. I've already said I think I may have had COVID. I didn't test for it, mm-hmm. so I could have been spreading it around the place. Yeah. I don't know the answer to that, so I'm blissfully unaware as to whether I did or not. But the question we're asking is, do you believe that people should continue to isolate when they have it? And you won't leave your house until you test negative.
No, definitely 100%.
When I had COVID, I got a call from the guy in the HSE because I obviously went and I did the swab, and I got a call and he said you can test positive for up to 4 weeks after. So he said once you do your 10 days, you're definitely no longer contagious. You can leave after 10 days. And he said you could be testing positive, just to let you know, for 4 weeks, because apparently then...
Well, obviously I won't be. I'm going to Spain next week.
As a matter of interest, Anne, are you going to Spain even if you test positive the morning you're going?
No, I wouldn't. My family will go and I will follow out.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping, because I will be like 14 days by the time I do go, you know?
Okay, let me, Ryan, let me just ask you before I let you go. Do you believe that people should, even if they test positive for COVID, just continue with their lives? Kids going to creche, children going to school, and not bothering to stay at home?
Yeah, pretty much. Life has to just get back to normal.
Unless you're floored, unless you're particularly sick.
Yeah, exactly. Without underlying conditions, 90.5 people die each year. 1,300 people a year die from air pollution, cars, buses. Are people going to stop driving?
No, no, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. Do me a favour, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Ryan. And, sorry.
As a matter of interest, what is the survival... I'm just looking it up here. What is the survival rate for COVID?
It's very high now because we have vaccines.
But even pre-vaccine, so it was still quite high, wasn't it?
It was. But
as
it's even higher now.
Are you going to get your booster?
Not at the moment, no.
Are you
eligible for it today.
Oh.
But I'm
Why are you not getting it at the moment?
Because there's no COVID around at the moment.
Ah, so you're going to keep it in the bank for when things, the shit hits the fan.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Anne, I'm going to let you go, but I really appreciate you talking to us. And I hope you fully recover. You will fully recover. You'll be grand.
Oh, yeah, I know. No doubt about it. To be honest, it's just not nice. It really isn't. I feel bloody lousy.
Yeah, you sounded, I have to say. But you'll be grand, as we Irish say. Hopefully you'll get on that plane and head off to Spain in your holidays. And it'll be great. Great to talk to you, Anne. Thanks very much indeed.
Right, thanks.
Anne is not leaving her home while she has COVID. This is Ashley.
Yes, people are tired of having to hear of COVID. But Katie, you were wrong when you say it's just a cold. To some people it is, but to others, it's a life-threatening disease.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy.
Ellie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ellie?
I am good, too.
Good, thanks, Ellie. Well, what did you want to say on this? Do you think it is disgraceful when you hear of a mother and two children not isolating, continuing to go to creche, continuing life as normal?
I think it's scary.
It's scary. What's scary about it?
Like, I know everyone is saying COVID's basically gone, but to know that usually when you stand beside someone, you assume they don't have COVID. But when you're standing beside somebody who definitely has it and is willing to spread it to somebody who could be immunocompromised, you know, I think it's scary. I think the fact that people are losing the context of it, you know.
So when you hear of this particular lady who has tested positive, she's gone about her life. She's got two kids that are in creche. She's continuing to send them to creche and get on with their lives. I'm assuming none of the three of them is particularly sick, so they, not like Anne. Anne, God love her, she sounded awful. You think it is scary that people could do that and get on with their lives?
Yeah, because as I said in my message, my uncle was fine. There was nothing wrong with him. He was a motorcycle loving football lover, lived life to the full, just became a granddad and got COVID, and a couple of weeks later I don't know the name of the disease that you can get, but he was paralyzed. He had to have a tracheotomy,
Yeah,
was in ICU for months. Thought he was, you know, everyone around him was dying. He has to learn to walk, talk, everything again because of this. And he was fine. So immunocompromised or not, it's scary.
Now, that scariness isn't as scary as it may have been 2 years ago. And what I mean by that is people aren't getting as sick as they were at the start of this.
We're better armed now. We're more educated.
That's the point I'm trying to make. So this scary nature of it, we were all a bit scared when this all started because we knew nothing about it.
I was terrified.
Yeah, Katie was one that was absolutely terrified.
Me too.
Okay, but listening to you, you're still scared of it.
I am. Like, I've had it, and it wasn't nice because I have underlying issues, and I spent a week on the couch coughing and choking, and I ended up in the hospital, but it turned out to be for other reasons, but I thought I was over COVID. I had an ambulance called, and because obviously I had COVID, so my partner had COVID, and we couldn't go to the hospital normally. And it's just, I don't know.
Okay, so listening to you talk, Ellie, you are still scared of this thing. You obviously believe that if you were to catch it again, it could knock you even harder.
I wouldn't be too, after having it and being okay as I was, like I was sick, But it wasn't what I was expecting, because there was a lot of scaremongering going on at the very beginning. But it still, it can cause issues like you can't even imagine.
So when like you hear of people going about their day-to-day lives, some people not bothering, there are even testing, because they might have flu-like symptoms and they just don't bother testing. Or people who actually did test, do know they have it, and are continuing to go about their lives. You think that is scary?
Yes. I knew smack them.
Ryan, what would you say to that? It is scary that people might be going about their lives.
If you're not scared, stay under the bed. Stay there, we'll give you a shout when COVID's gone.
No, I'm living my life. I'm doing the things that, you know, I'm washing my hands, I'm wearing my mask, you know, like I'm looking after myself, but I'm not hiding under the bed, scared of it.
But you did describe the notion of people going around about their daily business, sending kids to creche with COVID. You said that is scary.
It's scary that somebody doesn't take into account that they could harm somebody else.
Okay, Ryan, what do you say to that? That people who choose to go about their lives are being selfish the risk of spreading this disease to people who may get very, very sick from it.
Well, looking at the road death statistics, it's scary the amount of people that are hurt on the road. So I'm going to lock up my car now. I'm never going to drive it again. So it's scary the amount of deaths on roads and accidents and stuff.
And your point being, we all still take that chance every time we get into a car.
Yeah, it's a risk crossing the road. You still deal with it.
Yeah, but don't you put your seatbelt on?
Sometimes.
Well, I would
My seatbelt's not good to a cyclist.
And I'd hope you don't drink and drive. But this woman is not wearing her seatbelt, having a drink and going for a ride and speeding.
Well, that's a very mixed up metaphor.
It is a little bit, yeah. we're sitting here looking a little bit confused. So, okay, Ellie, your message then, for anybody listening to us right now, who, like Anne a couple of minutes ago, has COVID-19 and is continuing to go about their life. Anne isn't, she's staying at home. But for people who are continuing to go about their lives, what do you say to those people?
Please think of the other people around you.
Think of the other people around you.
Like, I would hate for my dad to come in contact with that woman. They're like, you know, like people who are, like, my dad would be very immunocompromised, and I would hate for him to come in contact with her. So just think of the people that you could affect.
Okay, so you're pleading with people to continue to isolate if they have COVID.
Yeah, go about your daily life when you're well.
No, but a lot of people who have it are quite well, thanks very much.
What about people who are walking around but they don't know they have it?
Yeah, and there's
There's a lot of that.
You can't really blame somebody for that.
In the case we're talking about, this woman knows she has it because she tested for it.
Then my question is, at what point do we let normality resume and get rid of isolation? Because as I said, it can't go on indefinitely. People have jobs to do, they have places to be, they have things... What point do you say, you know, enough? We've spent 3 years.
Well, for some people, like the lady that we heard about, they...
this can't go on forever.
They have said enough. Do you agree with that, Ellie, that this can't go on forever? People isolating for five or six or seven days?
It probably can't because the economy is going to crash. People are going to get extremely fed up. And that's what's happening. That woman's extremely fed up and doesn't want to stay at home. But I wish you could. I wish you could stay at home. It's an illness that you need to stay at home for.
Okay. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Sean. Well, you've heard Ellie describe that it is scary to think that there are people choosing to go about their lives knowing full well they have COVID. What do you say on this?
Well, some people don't have any option, Adrian. All through COVID, I had to work. And I believe I did have COVID because I was absolutely in bits.
But I had to get into the car, I had to do my job, and that was the way it was. And that was just the way it had to be done, because I wasn't entitled to that.
payment that everybody else would get. So, you know, I had to do what I had to do. You know, I do know that I had COVID because I was sick as a dog.
And if I'm not mistaken, because I vaguely remember you telling me this before, during COVID, you were a delivery driver. Is that right?
I actually still am.
Okay, you still are. So you were going about your daily business during lockdowns, knowing full well, even though you didn't test for it, that you had COVID, knocking on people's doors.
Yeah, sure. How was everybody going to get their food out? And I said that to you. How was anybody going to get their food? And business was booming at that time. I was not going to miss one day of that. I made more money over COVID than I probably ever will in fucking 6-7 years' time. My money was made all over COVID. Every
No, but sorry, John. The point I'm making to you is that we're having a conversation about whether people should isolate now. You didn't even at the height of the pandemic, and you were knocking on people's doors saying, "How are you? Here's your bag of chips."
Oh, there's your pizza. Good luck. See you later. You know, not a bother. I'll leave it for, I'll leave it where you want. I'll leave it on the roof of the cars and the wheelie bins, wherever it may be. You know, I wasn't going in having a cup of tea with an agent. And I said that to you and Jeremy.
Sorry, was this pre-vaccination?
Yeah. Oh, this is the height of COVID.
Christ.
And see them actually vaccinations as well, guys. I need to point out, me and all my family went for vaccinations. We never will. Now, my mother and father went for vaccinations, and they look at the agent like yourself there. They're getting, I think my mom said to me there a few weeks ago, she got her booster again. She's had COVID 3 times. My dad has had it twice, and they're vaccinated up to the second.
Okay, but I would argue with you, John, that they are still here.
They're still here.
They're not dead.
You know what the thing about is, Adrian? You know, they're after these vaccinations as well.
Okay, my own mom and dad had it last week. And thankfully, and they're both in their late 70s, and neither of them was very sick. They were a little bit sick, but they weren't floored by it, and they are now back to normal. I believe, in my heart and soul, that is because the vaccines are stopping people getting very sick.
Oh, it's no... Look, you can't... It is science. They obviously are working. The only... What it pisses me off, it's a rant I go on, is how it was handled, that, you know, get vaccinated or you're not allowed inside, like treating people like leopards.
That's like crying over spilled milk now.
But it doesn't matter. It's that attitude,
it's,
you know.
Yeah, but
that's the reason I got vaccinated.
People have to go and do their own. They have to live their life.
Okay, yes, John. So the question that we're asking is, do you have any issue with a woman and her 2 kids testing positive for COVID, getting on with their lives? The kids going to crash and everything else?
Not at all. My kids went out to play, and my kids were, you know, doing their thing. They doing their thing. I never ever said once to my 2 kids. Listen, you can't be going there, you can't be going there, you have to stay in this house. Jesus, no, not a house.
But did they have COVID?
They went well, I presume they did.
Okay, so you never got them tested, so they were around the streets. Okay, so in answer to my question, you don't see any difference now with people getting on with their lives compared to when you were getting on with your life at the height of the pandemic?
No, not one thing. Well over now, and well over back then, even. Everybody was scaremonger, as Katie says, and as what everybody said. They were shit.
Look, I'm not saying that COVID wasn't serious to people. It was, but there was a whole lot of scaremongering. There was a whole lot of that shit going on.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, John. He got on with his life even at the height of the pandemic. Can I tell you, though, Katie, at the height of the pandemic, if we'd have spoken to John and he'd have said that, you'd have been horrified.
Yeah.
You'd called for that man to be arrested.
Yeah.
So what's changed?
Vaccinations.
Oh, okay.
Like someone commented there, Rosa Byrne, Katie, what are you on about pre-vaccination? You just said you wouldn't get your booster. What's the difference? The difference is during the height pre-vaccination, nobody was vaccinated. I've gotten my vaccination now, and most people have had their vaccination. Everybody's caught up.
And most people have had COVID as well.
Exactly. So there is a massive difference in me getting the booster. I've no interest in getting the booster.
Okay, let me go to Paul. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Paul?
Good. Thanks, how are you?
Good, thanks, Paul. What did you want to say on this? Do you have any issue with a mammy and 2 kids not isolating even though they know they have COVID?
No, not really, because like there's different degrees of it, you know. Like some people don't obviously suffer too much with it, but in general, most kids are all right with it.
And as Katie said earlier, they don't test, you don't really know. Like, your kid could have the sniffles, just a cold. They're hardly going to be testing every time the kid has a cold. Like, throughout the winter, they're constantly, you know, snotty and all that. So just have to talk it on with them.
Do you know, it's more likely your kids will have symptoms from a head. My kids are just over a head cold, and the symptoms were way worse than they were when they had COVID. Like, my son had COVID, and the only thing he had was a fever for a few hours, and then he was grand. Like, kids generally aren't getting sick from COVID, thankfully.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other things that are more of viruses. You have flus, colds, you have stomach bugs go around. So at what stage you start stopping them from going to the school? At that stage, they're not going to be going in over the winter, because it's just like literally a revolving door of sickness throughout the winter with kids, you generally, you know.
Okay, but the worry is, and this is something that was said a couple of minutes ago, that if you continue about your life and you spread COVID to other people and they bring it home to a vulnerable elderly person, then you're responsible for that.
Not really. The people have to look at their own responsibility. Like, you know, we're not responsible for everyone else's safety. If you're in that position, you should probably go get vaccinated. You should probably watch where
you probably are vaccinated, but you still don't want to get it.
Yeah, nobody wants to get it. Nobody wants to get a cold or a flu or anything else as well, but you want to go out and live in the world at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Why is COVID treated so differently from every other illness? Why?
It was a fear-mongering that was brought on.
Leo
Radcar said at the start, even with lockdowns, be tens of thousands of people will die. So I didn't even go to that level at all. Like, you know, there was blatant misinformation spread about from the government at the start. Mm. Like, the debt rates were so high, it turns out it wasn't, you know, that's all right.
Okay, but at the very start, we didn't know anything about this thing. We didn't. And that's the fact. We now know an awful lot more.
Yeah, so, I definitely would agree with that, yeah.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, a mother sending her kids to creche with COVID, a mother going about her daily life with COVID, you don't have any issue with that at all, no matter who they may spread it to.
No, I had to come into work with COVID. I had to come into work, like, you know, boss's orders, like, and a couple of other lads got it, none of us are bad. So, you know, that's what we cracked on. If you're to take days off sick and time off sick all the time, every time you have a sniffles, like, nothing's going to get done. And as well, if people don't get paid and they're not in work, they're hardly going to be taking time off, you know, that's
okay,
all.
Okay, so even if you tested positive but you weren't too sick, you would continue to go about your life?
I have done, yeah. Yeah, I've done that a couple of months ago, yeah, and I tested positive.
Oh, sorry, you actually did do that?
Yeah. I went into work as well, yeah.
And did you tell anyone in work?
Yeah, I told them I tested positive. I had no symptoms, so the boss just asked me to come in. I came in, and no one had an issue with it.
And did you keep yourself to yourself, or did you just act normally?
The job is fairly distant from other people as it is, so just acted normally, really, yeah.
Okay, and do you obviously believe that this requirement for us to isolate is a complete waste of time now, that people shouldn't need to be expected to do it?
Who's going to pay all the wasted days off then? If you have to isolate for a week, you don't get paid and you're off, like, you know, especially now with the economy getting worse, things are getting tight for people. People can't afford to take it off. Same with kids. If you take your kids out of creche, who's looking after them? You're going to have to take time off work, you know. It's not good financially. It's not good for your career if you're always out sick as well. So, you know.
All right, good to talk to you, Paul. Thanks very much indeed. 0858252626. One of our listeners, Trasa, sent us a message, Katie, and asks, Katie, what has changed with your attitude towards COVID now? It was completely different in the height of the lockdowns. And it was.
She just asked me a question and answered it.
No, your attitude has completely changed.
Yes, completely.
She's asking why. What has changed with your attitude?
Well, first of all, there was, as the previous caller said, there was a lot of scaremongering at the start, instilling fear into people, making it think like this was the apocalypse. The second thing is now we've vaccinations. We're educated on it. The third thing is, you know, it's been 2.5 years. How much more of our lives are we going to let this take over? At some point, you have to live again. You have to say, do you know what? I'm not going to hide in my bedroom because I'm terrified of some, you know, type of flu, because that's what I do. It is a form of the flu. It is a form of the flu that may or may not kill me. Like, I mean, that's the case. I'll never cross the road again. I'll never drive again. So, I mean, anything could happen wherever you go. You can't.
Is this because you've had it and it wasn't that bad?
No, because even before I had it, I was done with it. I was done with this. Now, you have to remember, though, right? There was a lot of scaremongering. An hour after I took the pregnancy test that told me I was pregnant on my daughter, who's now 19 months, the World Health Organization upgraded.
Declared the pandemic, yeah.
Pandemic. So I was in the very early stages of pregnancy. My hormones were all over the place. Well, and obviously when you're pregnant and you're hearing there's this, you know, thing going around that's so dangerous, you're thinking, well, what are the implications going to be for me and my baby? Is it the fact that I'm pregnant going to mean that if I get it, I'm going to be more sick because my immune system is already putting so much into growing my baby? So there, so much has changed since then. And apart from, you know, the facts I've just said, I'm just simply over it. Life must go on.
Okay, we've more in a sec.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy.
At Arizona State University, we offer a wide variety of degree programs online to match all kinds of interests and career aspirations. Programs that are taught by the same notable faculty who teach on campus and designed using innovative technology to improve learning outcomes and equip you for post-graduation success. That's why 87% of ASU online graduates indicated they were promoted at work or received an increase in salary after earning their degree. Find your program at asuonline.asu.edu.
Now, Magella, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Magella.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Well, it's Adrian, but that's okay. I don't mind. I've been called worse. Well, I haven't really been called worse than Jeremy.
No, there is no worse than being called Jeremy. No. Well, what a vile thing. Get her off the line. And
I'm only joking. Go on, Magella. What do you want to say on this?
Well, firstly, I suppose I have two views on it. You know, I myself, I'm waiting for a major double transplant, so therefore I'm very vulnerable. And so I just cannot understand that people would go out knowing that they could potentially hurt somebody. Well, maybe, you know, I saw my mother, where somebody gave my mother COVID, and she had been in hospital and picked it up in hospital, and she nearly died, and she's on 100% oxygen. She did clear COVID, but she died 12 weeks later, and what she went through for those 12 weeks was horrendous. And I've got photographs every single day where the hospital would send me of what my mother endured at that time. So maybe I'm thinking, you know, my mother would be 2 years gone in October. So I do appreciate the COVID was worse at that time. But I just cannot get my head around, if you've got something that you could potentially hurt somebody, that you would risk it. You know, we all have a duty of care to people. Like if you see somebody, if you see a child going across the road in front of a car, you're going to roar, you're going to shout, you're going to try and stop them. So why do people go out if they could potentially hurt somebody for the sake of...
Okay, one of the arguments that I heard a couple of minutes ago, and it's a recent argument, this year, for example, here in Ireland, the death rate on Irish roads is the highest it's been for years, okay? The amount of people being killed on Irish roads is higher now than it's been in many, many years. Now, I will get into my car and drive home when I'm finished here today. Yeah. Katie will do the same thing. You probably do the same thing yourself, Magella. We still, the point being, we take that risk.
Yeah, but if you know you have COVID and you go out, there is, however small the risk is, that you're going to hurt somebody. That's the same as saying, I'm going to go to the pub tonight and I'm going to have 4 pints and then I'll get into my car and drive home, because the likelihood that I'm going to meet anybody in a quiet road is very, very slim.
John, are you still there?
I am indeed.
John, what do you say to that? That it is irresponsible to go out with this disease knowing that you could hurt somebody?
Not at all. You see, the way I see this is, Adrian, and the way I look at this, and the way this girl should see this too, you can't hide from COVID. You can't. You can hide all you want in your attic and stay there for the rest of your life, but probably you won't catch it. That's a stupid thing to say. But there was no hiding from this. Everybody got it. Anybody that I knew got it. And it either, I don't know anybody that died from it, in fairness, no, I don't. But they were really ill of it. So me going doing my daily business and going doing what I was doing and having to do what I had to do, I didn't do anything wrong on anyone. I was carrying on with my life.
Again, John, this was at the height of the pandemic before people were vaccinated and you were going about your daily business.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. People were still going to get it, no matter what way it was going to walk. You know, like, you think about it. There was Gardaí everywhere. You know, you think about that. They had to go out and do what they had to do. So the fire brigades had to do what they had to go.
I know, but people were expected to stay at home if they tested positive.
When I wasn't, and I couldn't stay at home, I needed money, and I was, you know, what was I going to live on? I wasn't getting that payment that everybody got.
Okay, Magella, what do you say to that? Here's a man who, firstly, during the height of the pandemic, before anybody was vaccinated, went about his daily life with COVID and would do the same thing again.
Yeah, it's somebody like, you know, somebody like John who killed my mother. It's somebody like John that killed people. Because the red line, the medicine in a shop, you would touch something in a shop, so somebody else comes in and touches it, and they go and get COVID.
Paranoid, yeah, paranoid. Touch something in a shop. Oh, Jesus, I tell you, are you one of these? Are you? If you touch a product there, someone's going to get, you know, that's bullshit as well. Everybody, you know, that is absolute bullshit if I've ever heard it. You actually think you catch COVID from a product or a box or something that you pick up in a supermarket? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, if somebody has COVID and they sneeze on their hand or they cough and they touch it, obviously somebody else comes along and they're vulnerable.
Are you one of them cartons there that they're seeing in the supermarkets there that are bleaching or products?
Look, you're talking nonsense. Like, when you go and you watch somebody who's vulnerable or somebody you care about gets COVID and dies, then you'll know about it.
You're talking bullshit. Nobody caught COVID off a packet. Get your shit together. Literally, cop on to yourself.
You need to go and just give your little head a little bit of a wobble, because that's nonsense.
I didn't get vaccinated and I'm still talking to you. How is that then if it's nonsense? How is my family still alive and I didn't get vaccinated? They're all still fine to me. They're all still walking around.
And is every single family in the country the same? No, there's lots of families grieving.
If you're afraid of something that you're going to catch, that you mightn't catch it, you might catch it. I caught it myself. It didn't kill me. Yeah, it knocked me for six. You still have to get on with it. You know, if everything is an if, as what Adrian says, get into your car tonight, you might be brown bread tonight. You know, that's just the way it goes. We all take these risks in life. And it's as simple as that. And that's the way life works, unfortunately. My son, my daughter, walk out in front of a fucking bus now in the next hour, and I get a phone call. And So
your point is, John, life is full of risks. Is that it?
Of course. Jesus Christ, for living, Adrian.
No, I know, obviously life's for living. Isn't that why Magella is so annoyed? That life is for living, and she thinks people shouldn't be irresponsibly potentially spreading an illness that could kill.
Not at all. Get on with your life. Get the fuck out of the house. Get on with your life and keep living it. I lived it. I done it. You know, and none of my family are dead. None of mine are dead.
Thank God, and don't forget what John did,
I'm not saying what he did is okay, but don't forget, like, we are currently in a crisis as well, the cost of living. Do you know how much it costs people who have mortgages and kids?
That is the point that John has made. Magella, let me just come back to you again, because this conversation started over a woman who, with two kids, is getting on with life. The kids are still going to crash. They've all got COVID. Obviously, none of them are particularly sick. Do you not believe that we have to get to a stage that is what we all do?
I think that the government handled COVID very, very badly. And I think the country was let crash as a consequence as to how it was handled. I do think that everybody in that crash needs to know that there is two people who have COVID, because they go home, and it's not just elderly people that get COVID and are at risk of COVID. I'm at risk. So they need to know, you know, little Johnny or Mary was could potentially come in and bring an illness in that's going to hurt somebody.
But the reality of it is, this woman hasn't told anybody. She told her friend, but she clearly hasn't told the creche, because the creche wouldn't want the kids there. The point being that, do we not have to get to the stage that people make that choice for themselves, unless they happen to be very sick and they don't want to go out because they're floored by this thing?
If it were to come to that point, surely you have an obligation to let others know that you're going to be in their company today and that you have COVID.
Okay, John, that's a fair point. John, if you are going about your life, you should, there is an obligation on you to at least tell people that you have the...
I don't have any obligation to tell anybody anything.
So say, for example, I'm sitting here in this studio with Katie, and say I tested positive this morning for COVID. Do you not think I have an obligation to tell her? I'm sitting right opposite her.
She said she doesn't give a shit. But if you did tell her, you did tell her. You know, that was your business, Adrian. Now,
I
wouldn't even care if you didn't tell me.
Magella, do you think I have an obligation to tell her she's sitting right opposite me here if I tested positive this morning?
Well, I do, because you don't know who she's going home to. Is there somebody sick going to go? Is she going to go into a hospital tonight and visit somebody in a cancer ward?
She does make a good point in that sense, where I wouldn't care, but yeah, I can see, I can actually see where I'm saying, you know, I wouldn't care. I can see both sides. It's where I would carry it to.
That's exactly Magella's point. Yeah. That's exactly Magella's point. So therefore, you're now agreeing that we should isolate. That I should have stated.
If I tested positive this morning. No, I did isolate.
You know, I know you did. But no, okay, say I tested positive this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling grand, just like I am. Do you think I should have stayed at home?
Well, yeah, because that's what people are being asked to do. I think, you know, we have to isolate.
At some point, you said at the start of this podcast, we're at that point. We're at that point where you don't give a shit anymore.
The point is they're still asking people to isolate. At this very moment, the rule is still that you isolate. And until that changes...
But you said at the start of this podcast, nah, I'm over it. Forget about it. I have no need to isolate. Get on with your life.
As I said at the start of this podcast, I also isolated when I was asked to because I didn't want to give it to someone else and make someone else really sick. Or I felt guilt. Do you know what I mean? I'm a rule follower, Adrian. I follow the rules. That's it. Like I do think at some point though you have to say you can't isolate forever. But like that, if you had COVID now, I wouldn't care. But I get Magella's point that I could be bringing it to somebody else. Mm. But if you text me tonight and say, "Oh, by the way, meant to tell you, tested positive for COVID this morning, totally slipped my mind," I'd laugh.
All right. Fascinating conversation. There are, as you could hear on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, there are many people who are still genuinely worried and scared about COVID-19. That's what I heard today from a lot of people.
I'm actually really surprised there's still the level of fear over it.
All you have to do is look at the amount of people that are continuing to wear face masks, for example, in shops.
I don't see that at all.
I saw four or five people yesterday.
Really? Yep. I haven't seen. I can't remember the last time I saw somebody wearing a face mask.
Anyway, that's it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. If you listen on Spotify, just click on the little bell icon and every time we upload a new podcast, you'll get a little notification to say new podcast available. And if you enjoy the podcast, please share it on your own social media channels and let others know that Adrian and Jeremy and Katie are knocking around every day of the week with Opinions Matter. Thanks very much indeed for listening and we'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.